today we will be speaking on the power of the Holy Spirit and how it can operate and change in your life on today. I'm going to give you just a few key scriptures for the day, and then after I give you these scriptures, we will go into the Word. Amen. And I'm not going to read the scriptures because by all means, Brother Slade, I am enjoying this music and I'm trying to get back into it. Amen. So the first scriptures that we will be going through and will be Genesis 1 verse 2. And then we will be going over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verses 10 and 11. And third, we will be going into Psalm 139 verses 7 through 10. Those will be our key scriptures for our points that we will be covering in this time that we have on today. You know, it is something strange about the Holy Spirit because it goes to show that you can be familiar with someone and really not go into and know somebody. If you would pretend that you have been asked to introduce a very special guest to a group of people, and though you have heard of this guest for a very long time, you suddenly realize that you don't know very much about them. You know about things that this guest does, but you can't describe the guest as a person. And this is the way that many Christians feel about the Holy Spirit. Jesus introduced the Holy Spirit to his disciples with these words: "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak of his own, but he will speak whatever he hears. He will also declare to you what is to come." You don't believe me? You can go over and find that scripture in John 16, chapter 16, verse 13. Is that and this is what I want you to know, that the scripture reveals three basic truths about the Holy Spirit. When we learn them, we will be able to introduce him to others and also interact with him ourselves. And this takes us to our text of Genesis 1 verse 2. We must know that that the Holy Spirit is all powerful. We see the effect and the power of his presence at that mysterious and awesome moment of creation when the earth was formed. The earth was formless and empty. Darkness covered the surface of the watery depths. This shapeless, purposeless blob of matter tumbled through space with no direction and no observable reason to exist. The part of God's person that the Bible identifies as the Holy Spirit arrived with no warning and began to do wondrous things. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. The original words translated hovering means brooded, which describes the action of a mother bird sitting on top of her nest eggs. Likewise, God, the Holy Spirit, drew life out of the chaotic earth and produced light and order. The creative power of the Holy Spirit is bringing the physical world into existence was not God's ultimate concern. He knew that the man and woman he would create would sin and become morally corrupt and spiritually dead, but in his love and mercy, God, through his Spirit, hovers over the lost person and brings life out of death. You ought to be getting your praise on right about there, because a lot of us have a lot of dead situations that God is still in the blessing business with. Amen. We must not only know that he is all powerful, but we must know that he is an all-wise God. And because the Holy Spirit is a person, he possesses intellect. He knows the deep things of God or all there is to know about God. The Holy Spirit's knowledge of God also includes all the divine truth that comes from God. And the first requirement of a good teacher is not a charismatic personality or a good vocabulary or a winsome way to the people, but knowledge of the subject to be taught. And the Holy Spirit opens our understanding to the meaning of the scripture and shows us how they apply to everyday living. The Holy Spirit is our live-in teacher who is ready to help us understand and apply God's word every time we read it. The Holy Spirit possesses emotion along with intellect. The Apostle Paul warned us not to grieve the Holy Spirit of God. You can find that over in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. But because grief is a manifestation of emotion, a person must have the ability to love before love can be grieved. The Holy Spirit, who is one with God, loves every believer whom he indwells, and he grieves when we fail to respond to his teaching and his guidance. So what you must understand is that not only is he all-powerful, and not only he is an all-wise spirit, but he is everywhere. He is always present. And you can find that in Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10. You know that Brother Slade, in today's time, surveillance cameras are common today. You see that when you enter a bank, cameras watch us from the time we leave our car into the parking lot until we stand at the teller's window. In this psalm, we learn that God's Spirit observes us everywhere we go, and it is sensitive to our every thought and action. And because the Holy Spirit is everywhere present, God's children are constantly within the caring, loving circle of God's concern. Despite our disobedience and our rebellion, he continues to own us. If we try to run away from him, he runs alongside of us. If we attempt to hide from him, he is waiting for us in our hiding place. Ain't God good? The beauty of it all lies in the truth that God never stops pursuing his children. Wherever wherever they go, he is like the loving shepherd walking through the lonely, dangerous night in search of one lost sheep. When the shepherd found the one sheep, he put him on his shoulders and brought him home rejoicing. I want you, my brothers and my sisters, to know that often we cannot sense God's presence in our lives because of the darkness of sin, the shadows of worry and anxiety, the shades of suffering and death, and the awful problem of disease and suffering. But we need to remember that God came into the world in the presence of the Holy Spirit to provide a constant source of courage and strength. The Holy Spirit is all-powerful, all-wise, and everywhere present. So what is there to fear? I want you to understand that the Holy Spirit, it is something that lives in you. It is the Holy Spirit is not an it, but a person, because the word translated spirit is a neuter word in Greek. The profound referring to the Holy Spirit is sometimes translated it, but when Jesus introduced the Spirit to his disciples, he said, "When the Counselor comes, the one I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify about me." Jesus was not referring to an influencer or some mysterious power, but to a person. Compare the power of the Holy Spirit with the energy produced by an atomic and nuclear power. It is beyond our ability to conceive. Another comparison would be the power of an erupting volcano. The staggering discoveries in the field of astronomy are multiplying because of the rapid pace of scientific scientific technology. Now we can see stars and galaxies we never knew existed. Yet this is only one facet of God's creation. Compare this to the psalmist's description of the Holy Spirit, who knows all things. Because God loves us through His Spirit, He dogs our step like Francis Thompson, Hound of Heaven. He searches for this poem and considers using part or all of it. But Romans 8:16, Paul reminds his readers that the Holy Spirit within us testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. So my brothers and my sisters, I leave you today knowing that for you to truly walk in the power of God, and for you to truly profess that you are a child of God, that you must walk in the Holy Spirit. You must testify of this Holy Spirit. And I want you to know that the Holy Spirit is more than capable to do anything that you need Him to do. Because He is all powerful, He is all wise, and He is everywhere. There's nowhere that you can go, there's nothing that you can know, and there's nothing that the Holy Spirit cannot do. My brothers and my sisters, I love you, I love you, I love you. And as I leave you with every time, as I leave our congregation, I want to leave you with this, and that is that the will of God will never take you, or the grace of God cannot sustain you. I love you, my brothers and my sisters. Be blessed.